I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The late Frank McCourt became a famous author late in life. He was in his mid-60s when Angela's Ashes was published. It's a memoir about his childhood in the slums of Limerick in Ireland. Frank McCourt was born in New York. His parents were Irish immigrants. They were so poor, they returned to Ireland when he was just a small child. In fact, McCourt wrote about his early days in Angela's Ashes.
When I look back at my childhood, I wonder how I survived it all. It was, of course, a miserable childhood. A happy childhood is hardly worth your while. Worse than the ordinary miserable childhood is the miserable Irish childhood, and worse yet is the miserable Irish Catholic childhood.
And we're going to be hearing more about that from Angela's Ashes in just a few minutes. McCourt died yesterday in New York. He was 78 years old. Eileen Battersby is a literary critic for the Irish Times. She has written an obituary for the Times of Frank McCourt. Did you ever meet the man?
Yes, I interviewed him in 1996 in Dublin, a couple of weeks after he was the toast of the Frankfurt Book Fair, when the Angela's Ashes had sold for huge money Europe.
And, of course, you knew that he was the toast of the town here in the United States as well. Was he the toast of Ireland?
Well, he wrote a very... it was a negative image of Limerick, and it wasn't so much a case of the Irish objecting to him, it was the good citizens of Limerick who objected. Limerick was presented as obviously what it was to Frank McCourt growing up there. He arrived in Limerick with his five siblings when he was 4 years old, and he had had experience of poverty in New York, but the poverty that he encountered in Limerick was very different. It was a poverty that was seen as a shame. There was much more anger attached to it, and he and his siblings were insulted. They were called Yanks. And very quickly, he experiences the no man's land of being neither one thing or the other. I think the thing about Frank McCourt, though, it's really important for people to appreciate that he really told the truth. And I think that's a great thing. He was, even when I met him as, you know, a man of 66 who was really kind of still high in, from shock from the success of the book. He taught in New York High School for 27 years. He was very honest and even said to me then, and he was very affable, but that he had lived in a state of anger for most of his life. So he was very open-eyed about Ireland. He never romanticized Ireland. I think that's the key to this. There was never a sentimental, nostalgic, or romantic view of Ireland as presented by Frank McCourt. I think that's so important.
When we just heard in that clip read by Frank McCourt, worst yet, aside from a miserable childhood, was a miserable Irish Catholic childhood. What did his religion have to do with it?
Well, his mother was Catholic. His father was a Protestant from the north. They were so poor in New York because Frank McCourt's father was a chronic alcoholic, and they were starving. That's why they came back to Ireland, because they thought they could live with Frank McCourt's grandmother, his mother's mother. But she was really hostile to them, and she played the whole Catholic thing. And again, as an old man sitting in Dublin at 66, I don't mean like it's old, but he just seemed like a little old man. He was really small and gentle and kind of sad. That was his way, his demeanor. And then when he got talking, you could hear the New York one-liners coming through. Like, you don't teach in a New York high school for 27 years and don't sharpen your humor, you know? So he had that. But the Catholicism, he said, was very oppressive. And again, as this man of 66, sitting in a smart Dublin hotel in 1996, he was able to say the worst thing that ever happened to Ireland wasn't the British, it was the Catholic Church and the power it acquired. Now, he said that, and that was long before the Ryan report that was published quite recently that you probably heard a lot about in the States.
This is the report that talked about pedophilia among priests in Ireland.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but and not only that, but also the fact that the sheer bullying, he spoke about the power that the Catholic Church had acquired. And, I mean, these institutions were run with steel rods. There was no humanity. There was no kindness. He said himself that it encouraged a kind of retarded sexuality. That's what he said. And I mean, again, this is like 1996. And if you look, it's kind of interesting because if you look at Irish literature, so much of it is dominated by sexual guilt and Catholicism. Frank McCourt's thing is different because it really is poverty. But if you look at a lot of Irish writers, if you look at John McGaughran, and you can see it in Joyce, there's this kind of incredible ambivalence about sexuality. And that is because of the Catholicism. It's quite fascinating. It's, you know, and he said about the warmth. He could notice the warmth of the New Yorkers, the warmth of the Jewish New Yorkers, the Italian New Yorkers. But the Irish were cold, the Irish were tough, the Irish were hard. He said it like it was. And I think that, you know, we may not say that he's the world's greatest stylist of all times. Like, his memoir did win the Pulitzer Prize. But his honesty is the thing that I think really should be celebrated. The guy was a witness. Like, Frank McCourt was a witness and a truth teller.
But not everybody wants witnesses, especially when it comes to family matters.
Well, perhaps, but I mean, tell me how many happy family memoirs you've read from any number of countries. I suppose, as he said himself on the opening line, I mean, like, the odds are stacked against him. Poor Irish Catholic. I mean, wow. I suppose Tolstoy made the point that happy families weren't particularly interesting.
Did Frank McCourt ever come to terms with his anger at Irish Catholicism?
Oh, yes. I really feel that. I feel his anger was the motivation for the book. I feel the book, he wrote it out. I mean, it's very interesting that, you know, the father, who could have been a stock monster, is anything but. He's this pathetic, unreliable drunk. But he's certainly not a monster. He isn't really a cliche. It's quite ironic and almost bizarrely affectionate the way this man is presented as somebody who was absolutely lethal when drunk, but when sober was this clumsily affectionate father. So I think, you know, the family memoir thing didn't create the anger. It was a portrait of the city. The portrait of the city being seen as a 19th century slum in the mid-20th century. That's the pivotal point. And I think that's kind of interesting.
Eileen Battersby is a literary critic for the Irish Times. She's written the obituary for Frank McCourt. It appears right now on the Irish Times website. Eileen, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
As we said, the author Frank McCourt died yesterday in New York City. He was 78 years old. Let's hear some more of his reading now from Angela's Ashes.
People everywhere brag or whimper about the woes of their early years, but nothing can compare with the Irish version. The poverty, the shiftless, loquacious, alcoholic father, the pious, defeated mother moaning by the fire, pompous priests bullying schoolmasters, the English, and the terrible things they did to us for 800 long years. Above all, we were wet. Out in the Atlantic Ocean, great sheets of rain gathered to drift slowly up the River Shannon and settle forever in Limerick. The rain dampened the city from the Feast of the Circumcision to New Year's Eve. It created a cacophony of hacking coughs, bronchial rattles, asthmatic wheezes, consumptive croaks. It turned noses into fountains, lungs into bacterial sponges. From October to April, the walls of Limerick glistened with the damp. Clothes never dried. In pubs, steam rose from damp bodies and garments to be inhaled with cigarette and pipe smoke. The rain drove us into the church, our refuge, our strength, our only dry place. We huddled in great damp clumps, dozing through priest drone, while steam rose from our clothes to mingle with the sweetness of incense, flowers, and candles. Limerick gained a reputation for piety, but we knew it was only the rain.
The late Frank McCourt reading from his memoir, Angela's Ashes.